So what I'll do is I will by default mute you.
Yeah.
So then what we can do is as and when I will, we cannot have a discussion very similar to what we used to have in Prabhupada's room, where anytime anyone can share. You know, that may not work in a Zoom setup, even though that can still work because we are just you know, three plus one, four. But still, I will share something for some time, and then you can. I will open it up for questions and comments. Then you can share something, and then again I will share for some time. Then you can. I will open it up for questions and comments. Then you can share something. I think that format we will follow. I think that's what will work. Then after some time we will see how it goes. So we will start our discussion now. So we had been discussing from the fourth verse of Nectar of Instruction. Dadati pratigrinnati guhyam akhyati prachati bhungte bojayate cheva shadvidam priti lakshanam. So in that we had already discussed the commentary by Srila Radharaman Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the Piyusha Varshini Vritti, and Anuvritti by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur is also over, and Srila Prabhupada's NOI is also over. So four commentaries we have already discussed. We are left with two last commentaries, one by Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj, and finally the poetic commentary by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, the Upadeshamrit Bhasha. So these two we will discuss. Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj commentary is little long, so we will start the discussion, and I will ensure very frequently I will pause, and if you have any reflections you can please share. Okay, so we will start discussing the commentary by Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj. Maharaj says there are six kinds of association with a sadhu. Higher association is only possible with a serving attitude, otherwise there is no sangha. Very interesting point here Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj is mentioning. He says higher association means satam prasangat mama virya samvido. Prasanga means prakrishta rupena sangha, which means an association which is capable of giving rise to I think there is some, is there a someone, screen is not completely visible. Oh, okay, let me check. Okay, is it now visible? Don't type because I won't be able to see your typing, but you can always unmute yourself and tell it over the mic. That would be easier for me to understand.
Yes, bro, now it is completely visible. Thank you.
Okay. Hari Bol. You can mute yourself. Okay. So he says satam prasangad mama vire samvido. Prasanga means prakrishta rupena sangha. It is not just staying together, but what is the association which is capable of creating a transformation in one's heart. He says that transformation is possible only if there is sevonmukhata or service attitude. So when service attitude is there, then that is called a sangha. When service attitude is not there, then he says that is not at all sangha. That is what he is talking as higher association, and he contrasts this with lower association. Lower association means exploitation and enjoyment, where you know you see that this person has some material which I can use, or you see that this person is there who has nice contacts which I can use for, you know, may be accomplishing some material results, maybe within the spiritual realm. Oh, he is a senior. He is in the management. So, inko maska marunga to mera kaam ho jayega. So, he says, these kind of association, he says, it is lower association. It is based on the principle of exploitation and enjoyment. And this is from the subordinate's point of view. From the superior's point of view, lower association is when he sees that person and he thinks that, oh, aa gaya ek junior, chalo isko exploit karta hu, nor mera sab kaam karwa ke leta hu isse. So this kind of, and in the name of giving someone his association, so that is not giving association, because the mood is one of exploitative mood. So therefore, whether one is a subordinate who thinks that if I in his association, if I try to please him, I can get my job done, I will get more popularity in this kind of way, or if the senior thinks that I will engage him, here is a junior, I will give him all my other services and I will be free to do only the elite services. If from both sides, if this kind of an attitude is there, this is lower association, because real sangha, prasanga means where, whether one may be a subordinate or one may be a senior, he has the mood of actually serving the other person, only then it is called sangha. By proper association, the quality of your service will increase. So, which means quality association means both the subordinate and the senior, he tries to increase his own service to the other person. He tries to serve the other person. Then that is sangha. Sadhu sangha and sadhu seva is of utmost importance. The Gaudiya Math stresses the importance of sadhu seva, serving the sadhu. Whatever you do by the command of the higher devotee will, through him, surely connect you with a higher conception of the absolute. So, whatever you do, inspired by the command of the higher devotee, will surely connect you to a higher understanding of the absolute truth. There will be a enhanced realization of the absolute truth. Whatever you do, do it with that connection from above and carry out his order. So I remember, of course, I don't want to extend it to, you know, both extremes, but I remember when I was in the United States, I joined Krishna consciousness, I just started practicing, and suddenly what happened, all the senior devotees, they started passing out. So very quickly, within a very short time, we had to literally, we became the seniors. It was almost like Prabhupada's times, when the senior most devotee was just a few months old in Krishna consciousness. So very quickly I came to Krishna consciousness, and the senior devotees, 3-4 of them, who are managing the the whole center, they graduated, they completed their master's or PhD, and they moved ahead. So I remember those were the initial days where there was freedom, you had control. Subsequently, whoever came to Krishna consciousness, you were the decision maker and all that. I remember that initial excitement of being the senior very soon, very quickly faded away, and those were my most miserable days in Krishna consciousness. When I came to Chowpatty, when I had at least a hundred devotees who were all senior to me, it was a big relief for me actually. I literally wanted many people literally everyone above me only. Just hold on for a second. Hari Bol Prabhu. Prabhuji, sorry, Dandavad. Prabhuji, I am in the middle of a class. I will call you back. I'll call you back. Hari. Okay. And of course, I don't want to take it to any extreme. And fortunately for me, the devotees under whom I served in Chowpatty or in farm, both were, you know, it was a very pleasant experience. So the point is, whatever you do by the command of the higher devotee, through him, surely you will connect you with a higher conception of absolute truth. Whatever you do, do it with that connection from above and carry out his order. So, of course, I don't want to stretch it. I do want to indicate that at some point, some kind of independence to execute one's own plans also, that needs to be there. But at the same time, too prematurely to have absolutely no one above oneself actually will be a serious impediment to grow oneself in spiritual life. Okay, at this point we have seen two slides, so I will pause for a few seconds. If you have any quick comments to share, some questions, you can please unmute yourself and share. Both Harimadhav Prabhu and Abhivaran Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yes, sir.
As you said, this prasanga is the association along with service, right?
Yeah.
So Prabhuji, that service means like physical service or inspiring each other in Krishna consciousness, because generally we have junior, senior and equals association, right?
Yeah.
So in all the three association, our mood should be serving.
Yeah.
And yeah, but service, you know, like how the service defines, like in our sense, service means like, for example, serving somebody physical, their needs or something, or just like coming together and doing Krishna Katha is also service.
Yeah, it depends on the mood. You can even do, you can even be rendering physical service, but the mood need not be a serving mood. But at the same time, you might be coming together and discussing Krishna Katha, even though no physical service is rendered, but the mood of both the devotees could be a mood of service attitude. So it is more the serving mood that is important. That's why he is mentioning that higher association is only possible with a serving attitude, he says.
Attitude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yes. And Prabhuji, regarding this carrying out the orders of periods, Prabhuji, is it like, sorry, but like as you said, but does it not include the blind falling or something? Or it is like whatever is said, yes sir, like that whatever comes through, carrying out with the connection from the one carried out with the order.
Nee,
so is it like the yes sir attitude, what?
Not necessarily. See, if devotees may have genuine service attitude, but at the same time they may not necessarily always say yes sir and do everything, but at the same time you may have people who may not have genuine service attitude who will say yes sir all the time just to keep that person happy so that his own things will be done. So therefore one should understand that the surrender to the authority should not be independent of the desire to do the best that is possible for the mission also. So if you see a serious flaw which could potentially bring serious losses to the mission, then one should definitely present it in a very nice way to the senior also, and in that way that would be actually service attitude. You're
Thank
okay?
you. Yes,
Okay.
sir.
So now we will, you can mute yourself. Now we will start the next section. Dadati Pratigrinnati, offering gifts and accepting gifts. So Dadati Pratigrinnati, we shall come to present new things to the sadhus and try to live by the old remnants left by them. If you remember, in the early days, if you read many Leelamrit and many other such books where Prabhupada's memories have been shared, there used to be many of his disciples who used to present him new things, so that Prabhupada would start using those new things, and then he will leave behind the old things which they could accept as remnants. So that mood is a very favorable mood, actually. That's what here Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj is also indicating. Giving something for the service of a sadhu and taking his prasadam, whatever he gives, we accept that. We can increase our attraction and love for a person in such a way by giving him raw items and by accepting his prasadam. So which means you give him raw food grains, and then generally in those days, of course, I mean, you can see what the standard was. In those days, they used to accept raw items and not cooked items. They used to cook it themselves. So you give them items required to cook for 2, 3, 4 people, and then after they honor, whatever is left over, the cooked prasadam you can accept. So these were the days when cooked prasadam was not accepted. So this is very good principle. Unless you know who has cooked, you know, one should try to avoid eating cooked prasadam from anyone and everyone. So he says that you give raw items, and we shall come to present new things to the sadhus and try to live by the old remnants left by them. Giving something for the service of a sadhu and taking his prasadam, whatever he gives, we accept that. We can increase our attraction and love for a person in such a way by giving him raw items and by accepting his prasadam. To give items to be utilized by him and whatever is necessary for ourselves. I won't try to take anything new, but only that which has been rejected by the Vaishnava or Guru, whether it is a garland, clothes, different decorations or whatever. So, you know, being very adamant that, you know, I will not use new things, but whatever has been rejected by the Vaishnavas or Guru, I will use that. Abhay Gauran Prabhu, you want to share something?
No, Puji.
Okay. We shall try to live by the remnants of the Vaishnavas. We shall present new things to the sadhus, and we shall try to live by their remnants. Tena tyaktena bhunjita. Tena tyaktena bunjita. He gives a very interesting explanation for this Ishopanishad verse. Tena unse tyaktena, jo unhone diya hai, bunjita, o mein grahan karunga. That is another meaning of tena tyaktena bunjita. So what the senior devotees have accepted and left behind, bunjita, I will accept that. So you can actually think, in today's day and age, very quickly this mood is vanishing, actually. Even in our ashram, if you can see, everyone wants a new thing. No one wants an old thing that has been used by a senior. This naturally indicates that we are losing respect towards our senior devotees. So which is not so we can easily tell that, oh, today's senior devotees no longer are commanding that respect, which may be true, may not be true, but the fact is, if we don't show respect, then we are the losers. So therefore this mood, I remember when I came to Chowpatty, this mood was very prominent. At least it must have been much more prominent before, people used to be very proud that are ye devotee ka tha, you know, he used it, and now I am, you see, you know this kurta, you know it belongs to Gaurang Prabhu. Gaurang Prabhu used to wear it, or Govind Prabhu used to wear it. So this mood was, I think, reasonably prominent, but nowadays it is not seen as a very in a very prominent way. And if this trend continues, if everyone fending for themselves, no one has trust in equals, no one has trust in seniors, this is not a very favorable condition for a community to develop. Actually, it is very dangerous, and very soon such a community will dissolve actually. So ideally, we need to collectively see that this mood as a follower, if we have, it's not very favorable. So we have to see what we can do to enhance the mood that we actually start. If we have respect for the senior, then naturally for his tadiya we will have respect. So we would value what he has used and given up much more than a new thing. So even though it may be an old model of smartphones, but still we would see the spiritual value in it more than just, you know, how whether it is the latest version or not. So I am equally guilty. So while I am reading this, I am reflecting how much my own consciousness has changed over a period of years, and I clearly see that this is not a very good sign for a community. At least, you know, the way you would value your father, what he has used. Of course, in today's day and age, that example is also a very outdated example, because we no longer value what our father used. You know, it is my father's something he had used. I remember throughout my college days, my uncle's dress only I totally used all 4 years. Because he was in the United States, and his leftover clothes, whatever was old clothes, he used to send it to be distributed to someone else, to whoever was needy. I used to take, and all 4 years I used to wear my uncle's clothes only. So that appreciation was there, but in today's day and age, that is also fading out very fast. Because that uncle of mine, he studied the same course in the same college in which I was studying. So I was like sort of idolizing him. So it was like a pride for me to get his used clothes to wear. And ideally, in today's day and age, if you know this kind of a mood is seen even in the outside world, but in the spiritual community, it is actually very important to have this mood. That is an indicator of how much the community is connected through the bonds of love and affection and appreciation. So these are very simple indicators. If these indicators are not there, then it is an alarm signal actually. So therefore, you know, very beautiful explanation of this dadati pratigrinnati, that is explained here by Srila Sridhar Swami Maharaj, Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj, with respect to the superior and the subordinate. You know, the superior gives the best items in terms of new item, and the subordinate very gratefully receives as very valuable the remnants of that person, the old item which he has used, and you know, he is giving it up. So this actually indicates the what we should value. We have to value the spiritual potential in a remnant than in the material potential that may be there in a new latest whatever gadget or whatever it may be. So that is one very important point that Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj is presenting here. So I will pause for a few minutes if there are any quick comments, discussions on this point, topic. Yes, Hari Madhav Prabhu, you want to share something?
Yes, Prabhu. I heard from Radhesham Prabhu that he says that we should not use anybody else. We should use whatever is in our quota, whatever is given to us. And second thing is, I've also heard that the karma comes with the clothes and all. If he takes shoes or something, that the karma of that other person comes to us. The second point which I heard. And then in the present days, some people say that diseases also transfer, because some has some skin diseases or something that also gets transferred. So how to overcome this? Because most of the times these are the problems when I see it, to use others usable things.
Okay, so one thing is to use, another thing we are talking about valuing. Valuing that object for its spiritual value. Usage is one thing, another thing is value. To possess something, do you actually value something that has been used by a worshipable senior? That is the point that we are discussing. It's not about literally using and getting the karma. See, that is more in terms of like utilizing, you are in a hurry, you wear someone else's slipper and go. That will definitely attract that kind of a karma. But if you are very, in a respectful way, giving something, some very, you know, materially new cloth or something to the other person, to the senior, and whatever he rejects, in a very respectful way, you accept it, not just to wear it, or you may wear it also. In that case, if this is the mode, definitely karma will not be transferred. That is guaranteed, because this has been followed traditionally by, in Chaitanya Charitamrita also you see that there were devotees who would wear only the garments which were rejected by other senior Vaishnavas. So that mood is very much Vaishnava mood, but in practicality, you know, when it comes to, definitely if that mood is there, karma will not be transferred. That is guaranteed. And the point is about you know, some skin disease getting transmitted and all that. Yeah, one can always wash the clothes and wear. That's not a main issue. And at the same time, it depends not in terms of are you seeing the spiritual value in that object. That is the point. So, are we respecting the spiritual value of that object because a very exalted Vaishnava has used it? That is the point. That is the main point, actually. Is it okay, Hari Madhav Prabhu?
Actually, as far as spiritual value is concerned, Prabhuji, if some spiritual item is given, like some photo, some frame or something, then sometimes we can conceive also. But like clothes and gadgets and all, it's very difficult to perceive the spiritual value though. And second thing is, as far as our circumstances that only, sometimes I used to collect some things, but after some time what happens is, it is then the locker only, and then when we clean or something, we don't remember all this, we just see that now it's of no use to us. So we again remove, because we don't have so much space.
Yeah, I understand your point. So the main issue is, when we collect these things, we collect them seeing their material utility, and we don't collect it seeing their spiritual utility. And after some time, you have received more things, and your material utility is more than fulfilled. Then you stop seeing that material utility in that object. So which means when it was collected seeing a potential material use, and when it was rejected because the material use was fulfilled by some other object. So but in the first case, if it was collected seeing its spiritual value, then it would not be rejected. I'm not telling it would not be rejected. It would not be rejected in a very cheap way. At least it would be, you know, it would be taken to the Nirmalya in a respectful way. It would be given up. So the point is not in. So again and again, you are coming to practical application, practicality. So the point is, we are more discussing about the attitude. So. And that is the point. So when you collect it seeing a material potential, then you will also reject it when that material potential is fulfilled by something else. But when you collect it, what if you get, let me try to give a practical example. What if you would have received one of the tooth of Srila Prabhupada? Yamuna Mataji received. Prabhupada literally actually left one of his broken tooth below the pillow, knowing very well that when Prabhupada goes for his morning walk, Yamuna Mataji would come and remove the pillow and change the pillow cover, change the bed sheets, everything. So he purposefully left that one tooth below the pillow. So when Yamuna Mataji came and took that pillow, she spotted that tooth and accepted it. So now what is the material utility? So definitely she must have accepted it. So what if you get one of the tooth of your own spiritual master, or the slippers, or the something belonging to the spiritual master? When you are cleaning your locker, will you reject it, seeing that अरे मेरे पास तो sufficient कुर्ता है, वैसे तो ये मेरा size का है भी नहीं, वैसे आप रिजेक्ट कर देंगे क्या?
Though in that case I would have kept it, but the only thing is, the second point of seeing the spiritual value, I would have not used it in the future also. Matlab, I have just kept it as it is.
Correct. Agreed. That point is agreed. But certain objects belonging to the spiritual master can also be used. That is not a problem. Certain other objects we can worship, but certain things can be used. And when it comes to certain senior devotees also, the clothes used by the spiritual master, one can use them also. Like if it is a chadar or something, you can use it. That's not a problem. You know, it depends on the mood. If you are feeling the embrace, you know, someone may use the chadar of his spiritual master, thinking that, you know, I am getting the personal touch of my spiritual master. If that is the mood with which he is using that chadar, then that is a very favorable attitude. So it is not a blanket rule. It depends on the attitude of the person who is using it.
Although, what is the difference between when should the thing should be worshipped and when the thing should be used?
It
because
depends.
We also hear that the tadiya which we get from our Guru Maharaj or Lord should be worshipped and not be used. Because what you said, I had received one chadar from Maharaj, but I never used it because whenever I try devotee's toilet, it cannot be used. You have to just worship it.
True. See, that is what I am telling. It depends on the attitude. So it totally depends on the attitude. You know, one may have a not so worshipping attitude and still not use it, and one may have a very worshipable attitude and may still use it. So I am just trying to recollect. Any one of you can remember some example from maybe Chaitanya Charitamrita, most likely, or Chaitanya Bhagavat, where a senior devotee's tadya was given and it was used by that person? And some examples of where a senior devotee's or the Supreme Lord's tadya was given and it was just worshipped and not used. Anything you can recollect?
No, I don't know about devotee. He gave up the new blanket and he put the old, and Mahaprabhu was very happy.
Of course,
the old blanket he used.
That was he from a very poor sadhu. He accepted it. That's a different case.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his coping to Pratap Rudra Maharaj. So he worshipped.
Of course, that was the Lord's. This thing. Yeah, anything else you can recollect? Okay, so I think, in my opinion, that it all boils down to the attitude and not just the act itself. So, are we valuing it? Whether you use it or worship it, or you are worshipping it by using it, whatever it may be, the point is, are you seeing the spiritual value in that object? That is the most important thing. So it is not in terms of, oh, he may have some physical skin disease and things like that. Those are secondary things. But are we seeing the primary spiritual value in an object that has been used by a more worshipable Vaishnava? That is the point. Okay. So,
In this principle of dadati prati grihati, I don't know, but if we are accepting anything from a senior in such a respectable mode, is it like the exchange of surrender or something? Because as you said, it's a mood, it's not a thing itself. So it shows our surrender and love and
Hari Guru Prabhu, can you please mute?
Yes, certainly.
Yeah. Can you
this principle of dadati, this principle of dadati prati granati, I think it's more like a manina manandina kind of thing. A mood of accepting and worshipping like that.
Seniors. Yeah, that is true.
And don't you one thing? And as you said, accepting, but in whatever little experience in devotional life what I have seen, mainly we were taught to respect the Maha of a spiritual master. Not having experience in my life accepting seniors Maha as something respectable, but I remember having Maharaj's Maha stacks or the clips which are used for drying clothes. Like decades ago, I had some clips I still preserved because which were used for drying Maharaj's clothes, was iniquity like that. But I never seen that, like, we are preserving the things.
See, it depends. Actually, that is why there is so much emphasis on seeing the, you know, the Diksha Guru and the Siksha Guru as being not so different. It is fine. I agree. You may not put the senior devotee on the same pedestal and use his used items at the same level, but nevertheless, one should actually see a spiritual potential in that. That is the. I hear Sarvagya Kesho Prabhu.
Sarvagya Prabhu is talking to Moshidhar Nimai Prabhu. He came to our room.
Achcha. Okay, so that is the point. It is not, we may not definitely have that kind of feeling towards a senior devotee's remnants, but nevertheless, the point is we should develop. You know, we can't see our slippers and his slippers to be exactly the same. Then, like, our slippers we may move with our feet, but a senior devotee slippers also you cannot move just with your feet, you know. That is which it is an indicator of a deeper issue, actually.
Yeah,
that's the point. Okay, so we'll continue. Abhay Gaurangpur, you can mute.
Yes,
so give and take, Maharaj writes here, give and take eternally. internally and externally, whatever may be my position, one should internally also one should give and take, and externally also one should follow it, whatever may be one's position. In taking, we get a higher thing from him. So this is actually a conviction that he is telling. You know, you should understand that, oh, I am getting an old thing, how is it better? So he said, no, you should understand that remnants of an exalted devotee, is it has spiritual value to it. Raw materials we supply and we get remnants from him. In this way, I can improve my position. If we accept the energy of worldly men, then generally our mind will become polluted and impure. So this is the principle that he is mentioning here. If we accept the energy of worldly men, if we have dadati pratigrinnati, so basically what Maharaj is writing is there is a transfer of energy. So if you are having this dadati pratigrinnati with materialistic people, then the energy that gets transferred is material energy. But if you have this dadati pratigrinnati with exalted devotees, the energy that gets transferred is spiritual energy. If we accept the energy of worldly men, then generally our minds will become polluted and impure. And if the mind is impure, then the remembrance of Krishna will not be very clear. So, any verse you can recollect? You can unmute yourself, Abhay Gaurang Prabhu.
The last line, if the mind is impure, like that?
Malina mana hai Krishna na hoilo smaran.
Anna Krishna rasmaran. Vishela anna khaila malin hai man, malina mana nai Krishna rasmaran.
Correct. Yeah. So, one of the things is offering, of course, this comes in Bhungte Bhojayate. But nevertheless, this principle applies to even Dadati Pratigrinnati. That's what Maharaj is mentioning here. So he quotes the same verse. Vishaira na khaile malina hayaman, malinama na haile na he Krishna rasmaran. If one eats the food of a materialist, one's mind becomes polluted. When the mind becomes polluted, one cannot remember Krishna. When I accept the elaborate energy of a materialist, then the poison of his mind comes within his energy, with his money and all these things. So this is the principle. The principle is mentioning. What is the principle of a subordinate accepting a remnant of the senior? Is along with that comes the spiritual energy that flows. That is the principle that he, that is the principle one should understand. If you consider someone as more spiritually advanced, then one should naturally feel like giving him something exalted and receiving his remnants, because through such an exchange, definitely the spiritual energy of the more exalted devotee flows to oneself. So when that understanding, when that sambandha jnana is there, then one would definitely try to share like that. The energy comes carrying the mentality of the owner. This is the point. The energy comes carrying the mentality of the owner. To accept that means to digest that. So to whom you are, from whom you are accepting, you should have the spiritual potency to digest. But one who is able to digest it, he can utilize it. You can accept from any materialistic person if you can digest what will come with that. Vishaya visham aushadam. This is a, you know, a principle. Poison is medicine to poison. Poison can also be utilized as medicine. Like that. The divine agent can utilize poison as nectar. Otherwise, it will kill the person who is taking the energy of the materialist. So, the divine agent, he can accept, he can utilize poison as nectar. That is possible, which means a very exalted devotee. Only Madhukari Bhiksha, collecting from a particular person, will take away his sin or virtue. So, Madhukari is the only way. Otherwise, if you are dependent on someone just giving, donation, then it is not very favorable way of living, because along with that will come his own karma. Anything that comes with his energy is transmitted. We are feeding on him, exploiting him, and that exploitation must have a reaction. So therefore, we may do something, our mood should not be to receive. Our mood should be to give. So even, Abhay Gaurang Prabhu is here, part of the Parth department. So the principle should be to give. And such temples have been flourishing actually. Even if you see Maharaj also, and other senior devotees also always give the example of Shruti Dharma Prabhu, Gauri Prabhu, and Deen Bandhu Prabhu. I think those three devotees, very senior devotees at Bhaktivedanta Manor. So whoever has come in touch with them, even they may be donating in big amounts, but they always have the feeling of receiving from these devotees. So, and that is their genuine mood. They want to give. They are not in a mood to receive. And what comes is naturally a result of the benevolence that they have received from these great devotees. So if that mood is very clear, money will definitely come. That has been the insistence of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj also. He presented a model, a revolutionary model of friend raising rather than fund raising. So you be a friend, you raise a friend, and if he donates, he donates. That is between him and Radha Vrindavan Vihari. So therefore, we have to understand that our mood should be to give and not receive. Like that. Otherwise, if that is the mood to just raise more and more and more funds to get from them, then that is why I was not really very comfortable with charging for the online courses that I was offering. Of course, that's why one course after another course, Anantrao Prabhu would say, okay, from next course onwards we will charge. And I would say, okay, but this course don't charge. And then I would request him, Arey, please, I promise you, if devotees feel happy, definitely some Lakshmi will come, but don't charge for the course. Please let them get the happiness. So that way, actually, lot of Lakshmi came. But the point is, we should have the mood of actually giving and not actually taking from them. If that mood is very clear, then definitely Lakshmi will come. When the mood changes, then you are getting the karma. That is the point. We are feeding on him, exploiting him, and that exploitation must have a reaction. Madhukar, just as bees collect every particle of honey from here and there, they do not care so much. They do not look to get any return for that. A small particle perhaps, it does not matter. So when they go, actual Madhukar Bhiksha, they don't see what quality rice has come, what quality. Whatever they get, they mix all that rice and they cook. Ek mutti bas, that is actual Madhukar Bhiksha. Ek mutti uncooked rice, yes. And then whatever they collect at the end of this Madhukar, they will go to 4-5 houses and they do it, they cook it, like that. If we collect our food in that way, then there is no possibility of some reaction coming. Madhukari Bhiksha has been recommended for the Tyagis, especially for those who have reached the stage of Bhava and Parema, the Tyagis, the Griha Tyagis. But we Gaudiya Math people collect their energy as much as we can utilize. So he says, but in Gaudiya Math we don't follow it. we collect whatever we can utilize in Krishna's service. Our aim is a little different. We want to help them and we do not collect it for our personal purpose. So this should be very clear. You know, we cannot ask devotees to personally donate something for us. You know, that is not agreeable at all. It is for the general service of the Lord and His devotees. In an organic way, we help them. So this is some dadati pratigranati from an institutional point of view that Srila Bhakti Rakshak Siddhar Swami Maharaj is. First he spoke about dadati pratigranati between, you know, maybe a senior sadhu and a junior sadhu who is staying within, or between a junior devotee who is a grihastha and a senior sadhu maybe who is staying in the mutt or whatever it may be. Now he is talking about between a person staying within the institution and with the outside world, what should be the mode of dadati pratigranati that he is presenting. Okay, I will pause for a few seconds if there are any quick comments, discussions on this point we have discussed till now. Okay. Yes, Abhayaram. Yes, Abhayaram.
Guruji, how to practically apply this in our present institutional setup? Now here, whatever is offered to us, you have to accept like that, right? In our current setup.
Yeah, in our current setup, that's the point, you know. In our current setup, you are asking as a brahmachari or as a park department member?
Probably first as a path, there is one challenge because we ask money from the people, so we don't take their background or anything. Whatever they are accepting, whatever they are giving, we are accepting, right? So that is one challenge because we don't know how they are earning and whatever. Okay, in Krishna service they are taking, and second thing too, as a part of being ashram inmate or something. So most of the time means I am calling Anand Prabhu also. Most of the time Anand people give donations for Annakshetra. But then if we have no funds for Brahmajira Ashram, sometimes we take from Annakshetra also. Like that. So because we have institutional setup, money circulates like that. So like our role in our current situation is like whatever is given under authority we have to accept it.
Yeah,
understanding,
correct.
From where it is coming, how it is coming.
See, if you are not the authority, then you can't do much as a general brahmachari. So at least in that case, then it can be to a large extent offset by honoring it in a way where, you know, you are not trying to enjoy it, you know. Sharira vidya jal jodendre tahe kal jive phele visheshagare taramadi. In that mood, if we honor it, then the reaction is minimal. Okay. Then as a park department in charge, so you see what is the freedom that is allotted to you, and within that freedom you can see if everything is a fixed protocol and you are exactly expected to act exactly according to the protocol, you have absolutely no freedom, then you don't get the reaction for it. Okay, because you are just an instrument. But if you have that leeway, you know, at some point in your service, you have a particular freedom that is given. Okay, within this you can do the way you want. So within that, you should ensure that your mood is to give and not to receive. And how you can implement it is a personal thing that you have to think about it and see what you can give in return. Like that.
Yeah. Maybe as much as we can spiritually benefit them.
Yeah.
In terms of giving Prabhupada books or something, some spiritual exchange or something.
Yeah. Correct. Okay. Yes, Hari Madhav Prabhu, I see that you have unmuted. You want to share something?
Yeah. Too.
Yeah.
So, taking shelter of institution means if the institution can provide me complete shelter, then I can take complete shelter of the things. If the institution has some restrictions from its own side, then I will also not be able to take completion of an institution. Like, I will give one example though. Like, recently, somebody wanted shoes. But we said that we don't have budget. Or second thing, we said that we don't accept online purchases now. From last 3-4 months, the accounts department don't accept. but the other person wants shoes. So in that case, I suggested it better you have your personal one, because if we go through accounts and all the situation, taking permissions from so much things, it will take much time, and the thing will not be fulfilled. So my point was, if the institution can give full shelter, then I will take the whole responsibility of myself also taking full shelter. But if the institution cannot give me full shelter, like other things also, for slippers we have around 300 rupees budget or something. But some devotees want more than that, some want shoes or something better than that, some want Crocs. The Crocs actual price is 200 rupees. So one devotee told me that I have purchased my own Crocs because the institution will not provide, and I want Crocs only. I don't want any others. And some come from a background where they use very high quality products only from before. They don't use cheap quality products. The high quality means they have that flair, or that they use only certain branded products.
I understand
the
principle.
The prices of the products are very
high. Yeah, I understand your point. See, the application of this principle, you know, you have to see from, see, first the basic point is we have to see for what purpose we have joined the institution. Have we joined it with these kind of expectations that we have to see? That is the first point. So, welcome Hemroop Chaitanya Prabhu. Haribol. We are
Sorry,
discussing.
The network is very unstable.
Yeah, I know. I understand. So, we are discussing Bhakti Rakshak Siddha Swami Maharaj's presentation on the fourth verse, Dadati Pratigrinnati. So, we are currently discussing Dadati Pratigrinnati. So first we have to see for what purpose we have come. Yes, for some people it may be a genuine need. So definitely, to the best of the ability, you know, we will try to, you know, the institution will try to facilitate. But the point is, we have to see that for what purpose we have come to this institution. So that is something that we need to work on. I mean, it is, and certain practical issues like, you know, we don't accept online purchases and those things. Those are like certain temporary these things, and it is not like purposefully someone has put it there in order to trouble the devotees and things like that. So one should understand that, and one should not come to that level of, you know, no, the institution did not give me this material thing, that material thing. So as far as possible, compared to other temples, I think in our temple, you know, devotees get very high quality things actually. So if still devotees are dissatisfied, then we have to evaluate for what purpose we have come. You know, there could be a problem with that also. That's my understanding. Yes, Hari Madhav Prabhu, you want to share something?
No, bro, I am okay with that. Just the thing is, the point was, Prabhuji, that if institution can provide me complete shelter, then I am ready to take. Otherwise, for my practical purposes, I don't think I can follow this principle wholeheartedly.
Nay, the point is, see, if a particular thing for which, what if you really did not have money to purchase it, or something like that, see, that there is no end to it. So if you make this principle, there is no end to it, there is no meaning to staying in ashram. That, oh yeah, well, I want a iPhone, institution cannot support, so I'll support myself. So if this attitude is actually a dangerous attitude, I feel, and I don't think genuinely, if someone has needed anything which they really need, the institution has actually denied that necessity. So see, all said and done, you cannot, an ashram cannot be an exact replica of a home, because you know, the father may even, actually it is in many cases, actually our ashram is better than home, because at home if you have to purchase something, you really have to think of budget. But in ashram, there are very few people who think of budget. Most people just purchase, you know, whatever they want. So I don't think that this question of whether the institution can give me full support, full shelter, full protection, that does not come actually. I mean, at least in our temple, I don't think people should be speaking about it, because it is actually in one sense ridiculous actually, I would say. What do you think, Hari Mata Prabhu?
Oh, I think okay, but really, I have seen so many devotees who don't claim a single rupee from temple, and they do on their own only. I have at least three or four examples from our own team.
I understand you don't have to give any examples, but the point is that's not a very healthy attitude. That is not a, in the long run, you know, that is not very favorable. They can have a communication that that is, can this be facilitated, and then we can have a dialogue. So without a dialogue, I think unilaterally, if devotees decide that, you know, I will have my own money and I will purchase whatever I want, you know, that attitude is not a very, in the long term, such a person to stay in the ashram, it's not very favorable. You know, it is not a, you know, that attitude itself may not be very favorable. If that kind of financial independence is needed, a grihastha life would be more suitable. It's not that devotees should not have any financial independence, or devotees should not feel the need for financial independence, but within the ashram, you know, that kind of thing, it is difficult to be facilitated. If devotees have that mood, then in the long run, for them to stay within the ashram setup will be very difficult actually. That's my understanding. Any comments, Hari Madhav Prabhu?
No problem.
Okay, so we will continue our discussion. We will use the energy from impure sources and by hook or crook utilize that in the fire sacrifice that is lit in a grand way for the satisfaction of Krishna and his activity. So basically here Sridhar Maharaj is telling, so whatever comes even from the impure sources, as long as your mood is not to utilize it for your own sense gratification, you use it in Krishna's service, then it is fine. So the mood is important. The chanting, so what is that activity? The chanting of his name on a big scale. Sankirtan Yajna, a great sacrificial organic attempt has been accepted and we are to collect things for that. So if it is for the direct service of Krishna, then you can accept. But you should not use it for your own material sense gratification. And because I am also rendering some service as remuneration, I may take something. For the purpose of service, I am to maintain my health and I shall take only what is necessary. Yata arham upayunjataha. This is Yukta Vairagya. So what is necessary for my service, I will accept that much. We are not taking anything for our personal utilization, so we do not feel any contamination. So the principle is very simple. If you can follow the principle, you need not follow the principle. If the principle is you accept something for your own personal benefit, you will be you are exposing yourself to contamination, karmic contamination. But if you are accepting it and utilizing it only for Krishna's pleasure, and then a person may collect 1 lakh rupees, 1 crore rupees, or 100 rupees, but he will accept It is not that he is getting some commission out of it or some anything. He is accepting only what the ashram provides, then there is no karmic contamination in that. Even if that crore rupees that he is collecting may be from the person who may be giving, may be an illegal person, and unknowingly you accept it, as long as it is used in Krishna's service, the person who is collecting it will not get any karmic reaction for that. So he may be collecting crore, but he is just one of the ashram members. He does not get anything special for that. So then it is perfectly fine, and that person will not get any karmic reaction for that. This is Yukta Vairagya. We are not taking anything for our personal utilization, so we do not feel any contamination. One will suffer if he collects another's energy for his own selfish purpose. Like that. So the point is, when you are collecting for Krishna, you need not do a background check of each donor who is donating it. But when you have to, when you are collecting something for yourself, you better be sure about the background of the person who is giving you. That is the point. But if he can utilize the energy of someone for the service of Krishna in the congregational chanting of his name to purify the whole world, then there is no apprehension of being contaminated by that energy. Whatever we receive, we should think it is from our Guru. I am eating the remnants of my Gurudev. I am doing some service, and as a servant, I am entitled to take some remnants. That is the meaning of Tena Tyaktena Bunjita. I have performed some service, so what I am entitled to is the mercy of my Guru in the form of some remnants. See, Maharaj is quoting the same thing. Tena Tyaktena Bunjita Ma Gridaha Kasya Sveddanam. We have no greed for others' property, but it is all being utilized for their benefit in the Sankirtan Yajna. And as a servant, I have some duty to discharge. Therefore, I am to keep my body fit, and for that purpose, I am taking the avashesh, remnants. So, and then he gives this beautiful example from the 11th canto. He says, Tvayopa bukta sraganda vaso lankara charchita uchishta bojino dasas tavamayam jayemahi. He says, Tvaya upabukta srag, that which has been used by you, the garland that has been used by you, the scent that has been used by you, the cloths that have been used by you, the ornaments that have been used by you. Hari Guru Prabhu has raised his hands. Okay, Hari Guru Prabhu, you can unmute yourself and ask your comments, share your comment or question. Yes, Hari Guru Prabhu.
This is regarding your earlier point.
Yeah.
Regarding on behalf of Guru, we are doing service. Whatever we are accepting, the facility, what?
Your voice is... Yeah, I've lost your voice. I'm not able to hear you. Hari Bol.
Are you audible, bro?
Yeah. Now I can hear you. Speak.
I was telling, whatever service we are doing, it is on behalf of Guru Maharaj we are doing. Whatever facility we are enjoying in the institution, it is because of Guru's mercy we are getting that facility.
Correct.
At the same time, in our institutions also, we are seeing lights are always on, and some other items are misused in toiletries, whatever items. That time, how we can feel ourselves personally, Krishna's property, Prabhupada's property,
no, we
it
should,
is getting waste.
We
but
should.
Other devotees,
see, other devotees can see it. We can show through our example only. So when they see that, when we are walking, we are switching off the lights where they are not used. When a toiletry soap or something is lying, you can wash and use it. You know, wash it a few times. That's what I do. in the bathroom, when my soap gets over, you know, there are so many leftover soaps, full bars, which people use it once, twice, and then they leave it there and go. I take those soaps and use. So that way, what you can do is you can set the example. That's all. And definitely don't think that that example will not have an effect. Definitely, every time you do it, or at least every few times that you do it, at least one person will see it and he will be inspired. So slowly that person may change. So, but with other people with whom you may have that kind of relationship, you can tell also, you can share also. See, I have some relationship with some of the devotees in the ashram, and I share with them, you know, why don't you switch off the light, or why don't you why you are leaving the soap like this, or why you are leaving the tap open, whatever it may be. So that kind of relationship, if you have, you can share also. Or the best thing is you can show it through your example. So anytime you walk and light is on unnecessarily, when you switch off, at least someone is watching you, and there is a chance that that person may get inspired also. So through our example, we can inspire other people. Is it okay, Hari Guru?
Thank you, Prabhuji. How we can maintain that same mentality, Prabhuji, when enjoying, like last 2-3 days we are getting so much prasadam, something like that. We are don't caring that because of Maharaj's mercy we are always getting all the succulent and all. Yes.
That's why we are sitting and discussing. So anything you don't discuss, it will leave our, you know, we will forget about it. So so see, in any temple you see, whatever is the principle that is emphasized by the senior devotees and it is commonly discussed amongst the equals, those principles will be very nicely followed. And whatever principles are not discussed so much, those principles would be neglected actually. So when as a community, as individuals, as a group of devotees, when we start talking about applying a particular principle or the importance of a particular principle, then there is a very good chance that we will at least try to apply those principles in our life, both as an individual and as a group. So so that is why what we are doing right now is we are laying the foundation for future application of many of the principles. So therefore so this discussion is important. At least you are bringing out a point, we are discussing it, and at least we see that at least 5-6 of us are there in this discussion, and to whatever extent it is possible, at least we will try to apply these principles. So I feel this is a very good starting point. Is it okay, Hari Guru Prabhu?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Okay, so here Uddhava is indicating, Tvayopa bhukta siraggandha vaso alankara charchita uchishta bhojino dasa stavamayam jayamehi. By decorating ourselves with the garland, scents, clothes and ornaments that you have already enjoyed, and by eating the remnants of your food, we, your servants, will certainly conquer your illusory potency. So the point, again, he is bringing back to the point where he started with. So we have to see the potential, the spiritual potential in the remnants of both Vaishnavas and the Supreme Lord. And we should not see only the material potential in it. Then it's a very unfortunate situation actually. Uddhava says that there are ways of getting out of this Mayika entanglement. Only by honoring your remnants can we conquer Maya. I am grateful to you and none else in this world. I am your servant and must live on the remains after you have taken. Thereby, by this single attempt, we can conquer the whole world. There is no glamour for anything in this world for us. That is the nature of the attempt of this organized preaching of Gaudiya Math. There is no glamour. for anything in this world for us. You can even accept a kingdom, but not for yourself, but for God. That's what was the principle behind Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. You know, in those days, the Bagh Bazar temple was like today's TOVP construction. That kind of an effort. And from whomever they take, he is benefited. If this mood is there, if the mood of accepting it for Krishna is there, then whoever from whom you take that Lakshmi or whatever, he gets the benefit. With this single angle of vision, we will be individually responsible for our transaction with the outside parties. So if this mood is there, then the party which is from whom we are accepting, we are guaranteeing spiritual benefit for that particular party. When something is dedicated for the service of Krishna, it is a conscious unit. Will a man allow his wife to serve another gentleman? Lakshmi is the wife of Supreme Lord. Will she allow? Everything is meant for Krishna consciousness and not for any other consciousness, only for him. Everything here is exclusively meant for Krishna and no other God. We are not materialists. Everything is conscious and everything is fresh. And no other spirit is allowed except to fully dedicate oneself to the Lord. So, no other spirit, you know, I will use 80% for Krishna, 20% for myself. That spirit is not accepted. But the spirit of Tena Tyaktena Bunjita Magridaha Kasya Siddhanam, I will accept the remnants. That mood is allowed. It is such. Every flower born here is only to satisfy Krishna. Radharani will curse us if we try to utilize it for the service of others. They are all meant for this. They will curse us. So more than the sinful reactions, we should be afraid of the curse of Radharani. Here in the temple also, trespassers may pluck flowers for medicinal purposes. They will take some things, but it pains my heart, Maharaj says. They are all meant for the service of Krishna. For medicinal purposes, some people may take a root or something. I ask them, go to Mahaprabhu, take his permission and then take it. If it is necessary and it cannot be avoided, then I tell them, go, you get his permission first. So next he will share a story about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the Yogapit Gaudiya Math. So we will discuss this story tomorrow, because it's a little long story and we can discuss further about this. So this is the principle. If there are some quick comments, questions, we have 2 minutes left. So you can unmute yourself and share about this principle of Dadati Pratigrinati. So we have last few minutes. If there is some quick comment, question, please share.
Hare Krishna Bhuji.
Yes, Hari Madhav.
Oh, Kannada. JOC.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That devotee promised, but then he forgot, I also forgot. Today I will, tomorrow actually we will be having a class with them. So tomorrow I will speak with him and I will definitely ensure that he sends it across to me. And I will send it across.
Thank you.
Okay. So thank you very much. And really missing all your association. So please give me your association so we can come together and discuss Krishna Katha. So whatever little time you can take. For the next few days, we will at least start with NOI only, we will continue. And then once this gets stabilized, then we will try to start with the Gita also. So thank you very much. So we will meet tomorrow. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad ki jai. Upadeshamrit ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. See you all tomorrow.